Victims of Free Palestine Shooting Were Jewish Christian Couple. By Joel B. Polak on May 22, 2025. The two Israeli embassy staffers murdered by a terrorist shouting Free Palestine outside an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., Wednesday night were a Jewish Christian couple. Yaron Lischinsky, 28, was Christian and worked in the political department of the Israeli embassy in Washington, according to the Times of Israel. The New York Times added. He grew up in a culturally mixed family with a Jewish father and a Christian mother, and was a practicing Christian, according to Ronan Jovell, the dean of the Argamon Institute for Advanced Studies in Jerusalem, where Mr. Lischinsky participated in a year-long program in classical liberal conservative thought after earning a master's degree in government and diplomacy. He was a devout Christian, Dr. Jovell said, but he had tied his faith to the people of Israel. A close friend posted a tribute on X. Yaron Lischinsky was the finest friend I've ever had, brilliant, kind, and endlessly thoughtful. A devout Christian and a gifted linguist, he spoke German, Hebrew, and Japanese. He was full of curiosity and always brimming with ideas. I don't think we ever had a conversation that. pic.twitter.com/msnly9skd. Zineb Rabua, @Rabua, May 22, 2025. He was killed alongside his girlfriend, Sarah Lynn Milgram, who was Jewish. Israeli Ambassador Yehiel Weider said at a press conference that Lischinsky had bought a ring earlier in the day to propose to Milgram in Jerusalem, where they had planned to travel next week. The attack is being described as an anti-Semitic act, given the venue, and given that the suspect, Elias Rodriguez, 30, of Chicago, was shown on video shouting Free, Free Palestine and other slogans as he was taken away in handcuffs. He also dropped a keffiyeh, the traditional checked headscarf that has been appropriated by Palestinian terrorists to hide their identities, and that is often worn by anti-Israel radicals. Lischinsky had a master in government, diplomacy and strategy from Reichman University and a bachelor in international relations from the Hebrew University, according to a bio on the Times of Israel blog. One of his entries there is a defense of President Donald Trump's foreign policy legacy. After his first term, I would suggest Trump left America and the world better off than how he found it when he first entered office. Milgram held a master's degree in international studies from American University and an additional master's degree in natural resources and sustainable development from the United Nations University of Peace, the Times of Israel noted. She had worked in Israel, conducting research on peace-building theory, emphasizing grassroots initiatives in the Israeli-Palestinian region, and was passionate about Israeli-Palestinian peace. The event outside of which Lischinsky and Milgram were murdered was the American Jewish Committee's Young Diplomats Reception, focused on how to promote humanitarian aid despite the ongoing conflict. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter @JoelPolak.